Good morning. You have reached Kristen at customer support. May I have your zip code, please?
32137.
32137.
Yeah. I was just on hold for a supervisor and got disconnected, so.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
Trisha Costle.
All right, Ms. Costle. For security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
478 Sweetgum Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
All right. So you said you were just on hold for a supervisor. I see that you have a Nature Crave Keto and Nature Crave Cleanse. What did you see our ad when you first placed your order before I get you over to our soup?
When did I see it?
Where did you see it? I apologize.
Facebook.
Okay. And what's...
So it's, first of all, it's very misleading. Very misleading. So the person I just spoke to a little bit ago said that you pay the shipping and handling and then you get charged the full thing. Well, you guys took the full thing out on the 1st of April. You guys have been trying to access my account even up till the 11th. I have 5 different transactions of you trying to access my account, and I want to know why. And I want my $87.97 back. I want no future transactions to go through the card. These bottles are not opened. I will not pay $88 for this product. It is so misleading. So I want my $88 back, and I do not want my card accessed anymore.
Yes, it shows that back on March 17, 2020, you signed up for a 14-day trial, and
but
you only paid this.
Okay, that's what she tried to tell me, too. You could save your breath because she told me that, too, but it's very misleading. It said nothing about a trial. That ad is very misleading. So I don't care what it was and what you're going to tell me it was because I know what I read. I would not have signed up for something. I still have the bottles unopened. I'm offering to send them back, but she said no because of health reasons. So, I mean, this is, you know, everyone's out of work right now. I have no job right now because of this coronavirus. I need my money back. I'm not doing this. And you guys need to stop accessing my account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do completely understand. But once you extend that 14-day trial, you are billed the actual retail price.
Right, and which is what? How much?
You was only billed for one product, and that was the cleanse, and that was $87.97 due to the fact that you extended that 14-day trial.
Why are you still going in my account on the 11th? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You was only billed for one product, and that was
no,
the cleanse.
Okay, so you need to stop them. Stop them, because I'm going to dispute all this with my bank, and
they'll
give me my money back.
Once you dispute the charges with your bank will contact us, and we will have to provide them with the terms and conditions showing that the charges are legal and valid the account.
So at that point, you're not going to be eligible
for a refund. So what I can do for you today is that I can offer you a 50% refund of that one charge that you were charged.
That's fine.
All right. So just bear me one second as I apply this 50% refund for you. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm notating your account so I get this refund funded for you.
Okay.
All right, so I went ahead and refunded your account 50%, which was $43.98. So it does take 3 to 5 business days for a refund to show back up in your account, okay?
Okay, so now when is the next time you guys are going to be going into this account?
What was that?
Like, are you going to be accessing my account again?
No, ma'am. Your account has been canceled with us, so you won't receive any more payments or shipments from us.
Yeah, I never even received anything else.
Yes, ma'am. It shows that the trial was delivered back on March 25th, 2020. That's what you was charged for.
Okay, so as of right now, it's closed. I don't need to call you back.
That's correct.
All right, and what is your name? Is there a transaction ID I can have for the refund?
Kristen, Kristen.
Okay. Is there an ID number for the refund?
No, man, you will receive a refund confirmation email.
Okay. All right. Thank you.